reach the island. Welcome to the show. My name's Dave, aka hashtag Vegetarible, and this is a Fistful of Podcasts from fistfulofpodcasts.com. Back for another great week. Let me introduce you, as usual, to my co-host, all the way from the Arena Sparks area. And first, we have one Mr. Andrew Bergevin.
There's still construction going on outside, but this, David, I have a joke for you this week.
Okay.
Oh, that's something new.
never heard of before.
David, did you know that I have another best friend?
No, is it Adam?
He's a recliner.
Oh, was that
good
it?
Good one.
No.
I thought that came early. Okay, so he's a recliner. Is he a lazy boy?
No, but me and him go way back.
Oh, God. There we go.
Wow, two rim shots and one
shots and one joke.
Two rim shots. One 4 minutes too early and the other 30 seconds too late.
Oh, God, the drummer sloshed again.
Also in studio with him, we have one Mr. Adam J. Hubbard Esquire.
Oh, bitch.
Bitch. in studio with me, of course, we have Chris over there on this couch running the soundboard.
Meow.
Cougar.
Testing the bathroom cougar.
Works well.
Should have thought of that before we started recording.
Yeah.
Trying to scare one. David out of here so I can poop on the couch.
I need one for my work. Bathrooms.
Are there people constantly trying to break in there?
Yeah, like, okay, so there's a total of 4 employee bathrooms in our giant building, and there's always somebody in them. So when I'm in there, people seem to knock on the door while they're trying to, like, turn the handle and, like, push their whole weight into the door, into the room.
I have a theory about this. My theory is that maybe, let's say you lose a key to a door and you're completely locked out. I think that every lock is programmed with a special, like, twist / banging on the door.
A dead man's release?
Yeah, like, maybe you twist it 3 times, you bang 4, and then you twist another 2, and bam, that baby's open.
You have to spin around in a circle 3 times.
And they're just, like, looking for that sweet spot so they can break in on you taking a deuce.
Since I've been working there since September, so a whole, 8-9 months, they have had to replace the locks on the 2 main bathrooms 6 times.
Jesus!
See, my wife was just telling me she's so excited.
I was gonna tell them about that.
See,
that,
like, they're getting a different lock at work. It used to be just like a bolt, you know, like chunk.
Uh-huh.
But she said that bolt wasn't strong enough to hold out anybody, and people would just, like, ram their weight into the door at work. Like, I just ate a bunch of barbecue, and now I'm going to shit this place up. Wham! Wham! Get out!
It's insane.
if it's closed, what are you looking to do? Let's say, you know, what is the plan after you get in there breaking the lock?
Well, I mean, if a bathroom door doesn't open the first time, like, there's a slight chance that it might just be kind of a sticky door, so you might put a little more effort into it, but you don't want to try too much.
Right, you don't want to see what's in there. Like, when I try and go into the bathrooms at work, I, like, just slightly, like, push down. It's one of those, like, door handles. I try slightly push down on it, and if it doesn't give, I go back to my office.
It's not like you...
I just don't do anything.
I go back to my office and
I just hold it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you're not trying to go to the bathroom in a 40-year-old miner's shack where, like, the lock is rusted. You're in a fucking modern office building 9 times out of 10, or a bookstore, or wherever. Like, these doors weren't installed at the turn of the century. Like, they're going to work. So if you can't get in them, like, don't bother, like, throwing your shoulder into it.
It's crazy.
No, so, just break down the fucking door.
Well, once you're in there, okay, so let's say you're the guy who's like, I'm going to get in there, and you break the lock, you know, flying up, then you see the person sitting on the toilet shitting themselves inside out. What do you do at that point?
Did you know pooping standing up
is
shit?
Sit down on their lap and poop between their legs.
No way. There's zero. No.
There's no chance?
Yeah, like, if someone ever breaks in on me taking a shit, my first question to them will be, okay, now what?
Your move.
Did you think your whole plan through?
Yeah, kind of awkward now. Like, you didn't expect this, huh? Like,
last week I opened the door, the bathroom door, and there was somebody in there, but he was washing his hands. And I was like, if I had gone and opened that door 30 seconds earlier, well, I see him.
No, I bet he just went in there to wash his hands.
Maybe.
When I was on the train this last weekend, I opened one of the bathroom doors and there was somebody like sitting on the toilet, but their legs were up on the toilet.
What?
Like they were hiding from a mouse
like
or
in
something.
The fangle position.
So wait.
They said, no, I'm just on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's seriously what they said.
So their parents were not down.
So yeah, their pants.
I'm not sexting or nothing.
Their pants were up, is what you're telling us?
Yes. I mean, their story kind of checked out. It just was very weird that they, you know, did it in the bathroom and didn't lock the door.
Yeah, if the pants were down, they were like, I'm just on the phone. I'd be like, this calls for a little more investigation.
I'll have to cross-examine this witness.
Yeah, so what's up with that? So... Oh man. So Adam, where were you? You left us. I saw on Facebook that you were in a kayak of sorts.
Almost in heaven.
I almost died.
You almost died?
Yeah, right after the whole kayak adventure, I had heat stroke.
Oh,
I thought maybe you turned over and you were drowning.
This is better?
No, I mean, neither is
they
great.
They said if you fall in the water, you need to swim immediately to shore because it's 50 degrees and you'll die.
Holy shit. Where were you?
Up in the Rockies.
Oh.
And so the water is cold, but the air still hot enough to give you heat stroke.
Apparently.
Plus, Adam, if you fall in that water, you contaminate all of the Coors for the next five years.
Oh. All the Coors everybody drinks for the next 5 years has a little bit of me in it.
Oh, like, oh, this tastes like Adam's balls.
Awesome. Awesome to the max.
So but yeah, like right after we got out of the kayaks, it hit me very quickly. Like I didn't get sunburned at all. I was feeling fine up until that point. I drank water that morning. I had breakfast.
Uh-huh.
But right afterwards, sounds started sounding farther away. And
what?
I started getting very lightheaded, like I was going to pass out.
What? Did you have to like go to the hospital or something?
Probably should have gone somewhere,
oh,
but...
Oh, good.
Well,
damn it, Adam.
I was not in... I don't know if you know anything about heat stroke, but when you start getting it, one of the symptoms is altered state of mind.
Well, yeah, and you weren't sweating. Was your... Like,
well, I didn't realize I wasn't sweating until somebody asked. But it felt like I was drugged. Like I I couldn't think very clearly. That's and like crazy. Everything that, like things that just happened, I had to think about again to make sure they happened how I remembered.
Wow. That's crazy.
Adam was drugged.
Maybe you were.
So like I was sitting there at the table and like I would laugh at something. And then I had to think like, did I just laugh too loud? Was there anything to laugh about just now?
How bizarre.
I'm laughing already.
So what was the occasion for the trip?
Just something I'd been planning on doing, visiting some friends in Colorado.
You had to kiss some Navy friends.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a fucking disaster. Because, like, your death, I mean, not the trip. Like,
can you imagine if you were alone?
Yeah. I mean, if I was alone, I probably would have gotten more help.
We're all alone in the end.
You could have been like one of those forensic files where like I could be being interviewed. I'm like, yeah, Adam, greatest guy, salt of the earth. He was on the show. I saw a picture of him in a kayak. And then next thing I knew, he was dead.
He was dead.
Yeah, well, like if I had been by myself when that happened, with as crazy as my mind got right afterwards, like I could have just wandered off into the woods.
Yeah, you'd be gone.
Oh, man.
Bear shit.
Yeah. You're bear shit now.
It'd be a pile of bear scat with a red beard.
With my Fitbit sticking out of it.
Yeah. I thought it would be your glasses.
Yeah, your glasses.
Yeah, it would have his beard, his glasses, and his Fitbit wrapped around one of the logs of turf. Oh my god.
So there's a picture of me out. I don't think it's been posted anywhere just yet, but there's a picture of me at the place we had lunch at right afterwards when it started happening with like a wet shirt draped over my head and a bag of ice on my shoulder.
Oh, god.
Holy
crap. We found out after the bag of ice started melting that it had holes everywhere. So, like, one side of me just started getting drenched.
That's normal.
That's crazy. Well, what about you, Andy? Anything to compete?
Well, I applied to drive for Uber.
Uh-huh.
First, I was like, okay, I guess I better go get some tires.
Okay.
All right.
And it's, well, like, I looked at my tires. I was like, look, those are completely bald. And that one has a crack running down it.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
This one has tire pattern baldness.
So I went down to the Costco and I was like, okay, give me all the tires you got.
Are you sure, sir? Because I feel
we
like
have
you
have a lot of tires.
You don't need more than four,
and
I would imagine.
A lot of these won't fit your car.
Five if they're going to do the spare.
But it's, I'm about to complain and you guys are going to go pussy, but it was so hot. I was like, okay, I'll walk from the Costco up to the Starbucks.
How much heat stroke did you
get? It's like a block away.
Uh-huh.
And by the time I got to Starbucks,
you were dead.
I was drenched in sweat and I was just like, I think I'll stay here for a while. Sat down, you know, got on my phone, just browsing the phone. And eventually I decided I'm going to leave when a couple teenage girls walked in.
And you had to get their numbers.
And they sat like right next to me and started gabbing at each other. And I'm sitting there browsing the internet, and all of a sudden I hear, I don't even know why I got suspended for that the last week of school. I mean, she is a Jew.
Ah!
What? Why would there be a problem if I call her that?
Oh, my God.
And so, I was like, well, it's probably
like
time
a
to
bitch.
Go. And I was like, okay, never mind. I'll just walk down to the Best Buy, which is two blocks away. And I got there, and I was like, well, guess I'm just going to stay here for a while because it's too fucking hot outside. Oh,
I thought maybe you got there and the Blockbuster had shut down and abandoned.
Blockbuster, Best Buy.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Best Buy.
Yeah.
I broke into the abandoned Blockbuster.
People aren't racist in here.
Yeah. I mean, because if I tried to walk down to the Best Buy here, I'd have to wait, you know, outside for God knows how long till someone rents out that building because it's been empty forever.
And then I ran into one, like, I go back and they still haven't put my car up. So I was like, oh my God, how long is this going to take? It's like, oh, just about another 30 minutes. And I turn around and I hear this lady going, I don't know. I've never bought tires before. And I turn around and it's one of the teachers that worked with me. And she's like, oh, how are you doing? I was like, pretty good. What's your problem? She goes, well,
what's your problem?
Since I'm a Jehovah's Witness, usually my husband does all this stuff for me, but he's out of town and I need tires. Do you know anything about tires? It's like, what? Well, what kind of car do you got? See, here's a list, the year and the car, and here's the tires you can
buy.
These
are your options, and these are the prices.
And well, was there no, like, tiresman around to explain
tiresman.
That to her?
Tiresman.
Well, she was avoiding them, it looked like.
Aww.
Was she, like, cowering from them every time they, like, approach? Like, ma'am, can I help you?
No!
I always felt so bad for her daughter at school, because it'd be like, okay, you can't celebrate any holidays or birthdays. And she always had, like, alternate assignments. The kids would be making Santa, and she'd be doing math problems.
Aww.
Ouch.
That sucks. I don't understand how Jehovah's Witness is, like, still a thing. With it, there
like,
are so
you think
many...
they would have, like, been wiped out just from sheer depression alone?
Yeah, like, but there are so many more, like, attractive cults, like, because, like, I feel like, I don't...
How about the Happy Good Fun Time cult?
If Jehovah's... I can't... Okay, one of you look this up. Which is older, Jehovah's Witness or Mormonism, while I'm explaining this?
I have no
idea. Hey, Siri.
Oh, yeah, okay. Do it in the loudest way possible.
Which is older, Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons?
Yeah, this is cutting... This is so much easier than typing. And it's not...
I got it.
Yeah. The results are in.
This is saving so much more time. Thank you for doing this, Andy. Thank you for using Siri, that is, and not typing it, because I really want her to do the legwork on this one.
It's the way of the future, David. Get on board.
Yeah. Oh, boy. You know, back in the old days.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Back in the old days, we had to wait seconds to get our information. Now it's minutes and Siri searches
I'll
the web.
I'll just go on.
Anyway. The point of that is, I always said, like, you know, the Mormons' biggest, like, coup, like, the best thing to happen to them was when Scientology popped up and they didn't have to be the craziest religion anymore.
Yeah, seriously.
And I feel like if Jehovah's Witnesses are older than Mormons, they probably had the same relationship.
Suddenly other kids started sitting around the Mormons at lunch again.
Yeah.
Okay, David, are you ready?
Yes, please tell me.
Mormons, uh-huh. 1820s.
Okay.
Jehovah's Witnesses, 1870s.
Oh!
Wow.
So there's no reason for the Jehovah's Witness. They already had Mormonism, which is just as crazy.
Yeah, but
Jehovah's Witnesses is also exclusionary, so you want to be one of, like, the 100 people that gets in heaven, right?
Well, it's 114,000, but the thing
still.
Was, like, so were they just Mormons that were like, hey, man, we actually don't like holidays.
You guys have too good a time
We're
here.
Out of here.
They're like Mormon extremists.
Like, birthdays are for idiots and Christmas is for morons.
And they can't get any help medically.
Oh, wait, also, do they don't believe in, like, the birth of Christ or something? Is that why they don't celebrate Christmas?
I don't. No, they just don't celebrate. It's idolatry when you celebrate any holidays.
Yeah. So, So on top of all that, they were like, you know what? As we're writing up the first, like, doc in Microsoft Word for Jehovah's Witnesses, they're like, you know what? Also, let's not do anything crazy medically. Let's not, like, take anybody's blood or anything like that.
Let's
so we'll
go
just
overboard here.
Yeah. I mean, like,
well, and that poor lady had to have brain surgery, and she had to have her husband. She had to beg her husband to get it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I don't understand, as science moves forward, how these archaic things are still around. Like, I can understand. Let's say you're one of those Christian scientists around the time when medicine was like leeches and shit. You could be like, I'm okay over here, not bothering.
I think my religion doesn't allow this. I'll have to check.
But then, like, when they started like getting aspirin and like open heart surgery and you know, various steps like diabetes medication, then they should be like, well, you know, maybe they've got a. Let's take a second look.
When the death
rate
for the Jehovah's Witness is rising faster than the other people.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's always funny to hear other religious people throw stones at other, like, cause like, they're like, oh, like, cause, here Mormons were like, if you're not a Mormon, it's weird. You're like in the minority. Mm-hmm. And so it's always funny to hear, like, cause I grew up Lutheran and they would say, oh, Mormons are so weird. Now drink this small thing of the blood of Christ. And I'm like, what? Like that? Yeah, that doesn't sound weird.
Did your Lutheran church have basically what amounted to a tray full of tiny shot glasses of wine?
Yes. It'd be like, but even better, because the first one we went to was so big. It was like tiered. Like, so it looked like one of those champagne fountains.
Ooh. Yeah, no, exactly. Mm-hmm. Shit,
yeah.
David.
Yeah.
We had the same thing. And the second you got confirmed, you were like 14. You're like, I can drink wine now. Sip.
They didn't even make me get confirmed. I was just like probably like 10, maybe between 8 and 10, and went up for communion, and like I remember the first time I reached for the wine instead of the apple juice that was for the kids, and nobody stopped me, and I'm like, yeah, like this is a crime.
Finally made it.
David, you should have gotten confirmed. Everybody in the church gave me money and I didn't know any of those people.
I got confirmed.
I walked away with that thing and bought a Nintendo 64.
Wow.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it. Could not.
But you
I
had
went
to take classes and shit.
Yeah, that was the thing. It was because I was in junior high like around that time when everybody was getting confirmed.
Yeah, you had to be like 14 or something.
And I remember going to one of the classes because I was literally the only kid at my church who was in the age bracket that was not going to confirmation classes.
There was only two of us when I got confirmed. Maybe it was 12.
There was like 14 or 15 kids, and I was the only one who didn't do it. So I went to one once, and they're like, okay, open up your Bibles and like pull out your homework. And when he said homework, I was like, nope.
Fuck off.
Fuck yeah, you, man. So I got lame. School already.
Anyway, back to Uber.
Right.
So I get my tires. It's all fun and fine and dandy and fun and dandy.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay, now what do I do? And Uber goes, well, you have to go get your car looked at. Here's the location you get your car looked at.
What?
And I said, that can't possibly be right. Because the location was a Sprint store.
It was a Sprint store?
It was a Sprint. And I drive up to... I drive... It's on the ass end of town. I drive down there and I walk up to the door. And there's a little sticker that says Uber.
Okay.
Okay. And I walk in, and there's just a mechanic sitting in a chair, and then a lady behind a desk. She's like, are you here to have your car looked at? I was like, yes.
What?
And are you interested in a phone plan?
We got a friends and family rate going on right now that a lot of people are finding hard to turn away from.
Now, keep in mind, David, the entire time I've been talking to anybody from Uber, I go, so what do I need? They said, driver's license, registration, get your car looked at. That's it. And insurance. Mm-hmm. You need those four things. That's it. And I was like, okay, that's good. Guy looks at my car, and the lady's like, okay, you're good to go. And I was like, sweet, I'm gonna go drive tonight. And then I get an email and it's like, oh, did you remember your business license?
What?
Oh no.
Because you don't work for Uber, you're an independent contractor.
Right.
You need a business license. Now, it turns out I'm not going to be driving for Uber because guess what Nevada decided to charge for a business license?
$150.
Much more.
Really?
$500.
Holy shit.
To be able to drive your car and have people barf in it.
It'd be a while before that even broke even.
Seriously? Does Lyft do that?
Yep, same thing.
Oh, okay. Because there are so many stories about how Uber is like a nightmarish company to work for and how they allow pretty much anyone.
Oh, they do. Look, David, all I had to do is walk in and say, hey, can you inspect my car? And they say, yeah, you'll owe us $20, but we'll take it out of your first paycheck. They're never getting that.
Oh my god.
That sucks. $500?
Well, but immediately after I was like, well, shit, I can't work for Uber. I got a call from UPS and it was like, hey, you want to work? You want an interview? And I was like, yeah. And then today I got a call from Target like, hey, you want an interview? I was like, I applied with you people like months ago.
I can't tell you how many times I've gone to Target in desperation and applied since I have been 16. And I think out of over probably 24 applications, never even got a bite.
Hey, the lady called me back. She said, you can either work in the back starting at 4 in the morning or you can be a cashier. I was like, cashier, please interview me for that.
Yeah, I imagine that there's not a lot of takers for the 4 a.m. shift.
No, I mean, I would die. I would literally die.
Yeah, no.
We'd never see you again.
Yeah, like, That's like my brother. He's been working graveyard shifts like his entire life as a cop, and we only see him like as he's wandering around between shifts as a zombie.
We'd speak of you as legend.
Yeah.
And he exists in the Twilight realm.
Like everybody who's called me for an interview is like, well, and it's only part-time. Is that all right? And I was like, perfect!
Love it! I am
I'm going to be taking a full load at school, so...
I imagine, even if you're taking him online, that's going to take up quite a bit of your time.
Yeah. Well, one of the places I applied for was like, okay, what's your schedule like? And I was like, well, shit, I should look it up. All my classes are mostly online. I have one class that is... on Tuesdays from 9 to 10:45. That's it.
Is it a lab?
In the morning or night?
In the morning. But I think that's the one that's also like, hey, go and hang out with some kids at this school.
Are you doing
what?
The community college or the university?
Community college.
Okay.
What?
I was going to say, because I can't find a whole lot of online
student
classes
teaching.
At UNR.
Oh, student teaching. What are they saying?
I'm not just
going to
hang
for?
Out with some kids.
Hey, man, you want to hang out with some kids?
I also got a call from the city. Because I applied from them to be
they
a park ranger.
They wanted
to
give me the key.
And they were like, okay, well, I tried to call the guy back, and he never answered. But the guy was like, okay, we have two things available. You can either be a youth activities instructor or a park ranger at Rancho San Rafael, which is like the kind of shitty park right right here. And I tried to call him back, and then immediately I was like, ooh, hopefully I get the job at UPS because I don't want to be working outside in 100-degree weather.
Yeah.
So for UPS, are you going to be like working in the warehouse or what?
Package jockey, yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
But I don't know yet. I'm going to look at both things. Target has air conditioning, but it also has customers.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what I keep, like, as I'm getting older, I realize I want to do less and less with people, and more specifically, customers of any sort, because they're all assholes.
But David, Target will also work with my schedule, where UPS seems to be like, yeah. Well, you have a weird schedule that day? You can't work that day.
Deal with it.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, they stake their reputation on things getting done on time. If they can't rely on you, you're fucking out.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no, but I want to wear those tiny brown shorts.
You should have seen if you look online, you can find the deleted scene where Tom Hanks gets fired in Castaway. Like he's like the plane goes down. And they're like, oh man, he's not made it to work. He's fired. Also, let's go try and find him. Like they have high standards. He's
dishonorably discharged from UPS.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out, Hanks.
They filled out his firing paperwork before they even called the cops. Derelict of duty. Let's get the police in here.
It looks like the plane crashed, so he's not going to be coming to work. That's a no call, no show.
Yeah, media termination.
Oh, and he opened up packages. We're going to be pursuing you for
that's a federal
stealing.
Offense.
When he got back, like he was all tan and skinny, and he like hit with four lawsuits.
There's a subpoena in his mailbox.
Yeah, the biggest one was Voight for that volleyball.
Yeah, you ruined a volleyball. You don't know it, but when you open up a Voight volleyball, there's an implicit contract that you cannot break it.
Okay, so yeah, but, like that's the first witness that will be Wilson behind the stand.
I trusted you.
You should have thought about that before you left me in the ocean, bitch. And it's just Tom Hanks arguing with himself.
Yeah, really weird cut of the movie. I'm glad they left all that on the cutting room floor.
It's in the deleted scenes.
Yeah, and in retrospect, rightfully deleted, because it really ruined the movie. So what else is going on? Like, nothing...
You ate Trung.
They got empty nest syndrome.
Ate him. No, like, I think he's in Vietnam as of, like, 4 hours ago.
Yeah.
You'll never find another Vietnamese foy like Trung.
They're, like, number one, a dime a dozen. And number two, like, I could go any Asian country. There's billions of them, literally.
Yeah, but none of them will call you daddy like he did.
Oh, God.
That's the first thing I'm looking for, is for them to, like, not have that word even in their vocabulary. Like they won't
okay,
hear.
Okay, what do you call that person? Mother. What do you call that person? I have no idea how to say it in English.
Good. No clue. All right, you're hired.
Don't you ever learn that?
Well, you're hired. You can be my surrogate son again.
Now your new name is Trung.
Trung and I get up. It was like three. He got up at like 2 a.m. to finish getting ready. I got up at 3:30. Went to the airport. I got to work at 5:15 a.m. and he texts me and says my visa expired a week ago.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, uh-oh, what does that mean?
Lucky he was on his way home.
Yeah.
He deported
We're
himself.
Out.
Yeah.
Deported, motherfucker.
Yeah, Donald Trump actually rolled up in Air Force One to get into Sky Harbor Airport so he could revoke his visa. That's how dedicated he is to these illegals.
You're an illegal alien. You'll have to leave.
You're
I've
fired.
Seen the way you play werewolf. It's not great.
Yeah, Trump sent us a selfie of himself, and he had, like, Cheeto dust all over his shoulders. I was like, what is that?
Oh my god.
Yeah, so he's gone. Back to Vietnam. That's it. Pretty much it.
What a sad boy. Did you throw him a party? A Vietnamese party?
No, I think my last... Thinking about it, my last words were to him before he left were about Rocket League.
Yep.
Fitting.
And so that's how we parted terms.
Yeah. Yep.
We'll always have... David's holding his hand. We'll always have Rocket League.
Yeah. Like, hat trick, and he went off to dead.
David goes, nice shot, nice shot, nice shot. Sorry, I can't talk for another 4 seconds.
Wow, nice save. But yeah, I kind of have put a little thought into maybe getting another exchange student.
Just adopt one.
Adopt an exchange student?
Yeah.
they're already, and you know, I've actually kind of considered that because all the hard shit is behind them. They know how to wipe their asses. True. They know how to brush their teeth. They know how to, you know, I don't have to look at their dick ever, like with changing a diaper.
I don't even want to know what's down there.
Yeah, none of their excretions will end up in my mouth, like either vomit or piss or anything like that. That's they just point. Show up, you drop them off at high school, and you say, see you later, son, and it's already ready.
David, I need you to adopt a young Middle Eastern boy and have your brother explode.
Oh, God.
I think actually, it's kind of funny because when I dropped Trung off and went to work, I was looking up different exchange student programs that we
and she nearly adopted
to.
A Syrian refugee baby.
Oh.
Nearly that, yeah. If we had, if I can only imagine if we got like a Syrian refugee baby, I would just like open the door and walk into my brother's house, and he would take one look at it, and his head would explode in a colorful blast
like a from scanners.
Yeah, like, but it'd be full of confetti that were all like little American flags.
Okay, so David, right now I'm cooking a brisket.
Ooh.
But to get this brisket, I had to go to a butcher shop. Now, a butcher shop, you know, they cut meat, right?
Mm-hmm. That's almost exclusively what they do.
So I walk in, I was like, hey, can I get a 5-pound brisket? And the guy goes, cows aren't that small. I keep telling people.
What?
Briskets are like 10 pounds. I was like, can I get a 5-pound brisket?
Can you
He's
cut
like,
it
yeah,
in
I
half?
Guess you can.
Can I cut it in half?
Well, yeah, like he was immediately on the offensive. Like, well, cow's a big thing. I'm like, yeah, I fucking know.
You seen one of these things? They're gigantic.
Yeah, have you seen like a T-bone before they cut it into steaks? It's like 5 feet long or whatever. Like, cut, get over it.
I'm like, yeah, can I get a 5-pound brisket? He's like, yeah, I guess you can. I was like, thank you a lot.
Well, I got a 10-pound one here, and I don't know what I can do with it.
He's like, well, this one's 10 pounds. You sure you don't want 10 pounds? I was like, no, just cut the motherfucker in half.
What if, here, crazy idea. Crazy idea from an old butcher. Maybe you take the 10-pound one and invite twice as many people over.
You wouldn't want that. Nobody likes to listen to old Sal.
Oh, nobody likes to listen to an old butcher like me. I'll get to cutting.
And then as I'm waiting for him to cut the thing, he goes in the back, and I'm browsing their weird meats like alligator and kangaroo. Yeah.
Kurt Kangaroo?
And they get a call. The
kangaroo
guy comes
Jack.
The guy comes back out, and he takes the call. He goes, oh, yeah, yeah, it's all separated into packages in the back for you. Are you fucking kidding me? and he goes, so 1-inch pieces then. You know this is 90 pounds of meat, and you want it in 1-inch pieces? Yeah, I guess I'll see what I can do. And he gets off the phone. He's like, fucking asshole. And he just walks
Jesus.
To the back.
I would love
this
it.
Guy sounds awesome.
I would love it, number one, if he picked it up and before he said anything, he was like, no, 10 pounds. They come in 10 pounds.
But cows are big.
He's like, this, and I can hear him in the back. He's like, you know that the 90 pounds of fucking turkey neck we have? He wants us to cut it into 1-inch pieces.
That's so funny.
That does sound lazy on the customer's part at that point.
Yeah. Well, I would love it if right before he hung up, he's like, 1-inch, I got an asshole in here asking for a 5-pound brisket as we speak. What the fuck is it with you people today?
You think I got time for this? I got to measure out 5-pound briskets all fucking day.
They're 10 pounds, I keep telling people. Cows are big. Like, that's just his thing that he says to everybody.
He's like,
oh,
okay.
He looks at his cell phone. He's like, oh, excuse me, my daughter's calling. Hello? 10 pounds! Cows are big. Enough, beep.
Have fun at college.
From there, I was like, oh, man, you know what? I have a library card, and I should just go get some like cookbooks and cool shit from the library.
Oh my God.
I walked up to the library, and it's the one that you and I used to go to all the time, Adam. There's a guy outside just smoking a J.
All right. It's legal, isn't it?
Not at in public.
Till July 1st.
No, July 1st when you can buy it. It is legal right now.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing I don't understand about that. You can't drink in public either, so I don't know why someone would be like, yeah totally cool to smoke
a
J. Yeah,
but you can smoke in public. I don't know.
It's still an intoxicant.
So I walk in. I'm like, I go up to the computer where you look up stuff, and I look to the side. There's no less than two people at, like, the public computers with their shirts off.
So
what's happening there, man?
No less than two. What are we talking, like, three?
There was like three shirtless homeless dudes.
What? Okay, yeah.
And so did you like carry the brisket into the library with you, or did you leave it in the hot car?
No, I was only in the library for 5 minutes.
People looking at you incredulously. Where did he get such a small brisket?
Yeah. That's like only 5 pounds.
You piece of shit! I had to pay $100 for brisket. That's even 10 pounds.
These shirtless guys are elbowing each other. The briskets are usually 10 pounds. Cows are big. Cows are big, and that thing's so small.
Let's look up how big cows are on the internet.
Yeah.
Quick, take off your shirt and Google things.
10 pounds, usually. I thought maybe you were sneaking it in disguised as a baby so people wouldn't want to steal it.
I had it in a baby carriage.
How heavy would you say that baby is? 10 pounds?
5 pounds.
5 pounds, goddammit.
It's a newborn, damn it.
Put a little blue cap on the top of it. You're like, oh, come here. That way those homeless guys won't want to steal it out of your arms.
But I ended up getting... Like, none of the cookbooks look great. They had, like, the Sopranos cookbook, and I'm like, okay, spaghetti and assholes. But I ended up getting... Have you ever heard of that book, like, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up?
No.
It's by this... I started reading, and I was like, oh my god, I would hate to know this woman. Period. She's like, okay, change your life, you change everything. She's like, here's some... And at the beginning, she's like, here's something my students have told me before, and she has quotes from somebody who's like, and it's like, you told me to get rid of everything I didn't love, so I got rid of my husband and now I'm happy. I'm like, oh shit,
sounds like you shouldn't have gotten married.
She starts talking about her childhood. He's like, even in kindergarten I would walk around the house organizing things. I was like, you are insufferable immediately.
It's strange I didn't have many friends.
I was born an asshole and I realized that I like things more than people, so I just stuck with those.
But I saw it there, and I was like, oh, man, people used to buy this all the time at the bookstore. I'm flipping through it, and I'm like, oh. And you get to the end, and it turns into kind of like a feng shui thing. She's like, and once you've discarded all of your possessions, you will be very happy.
You sure this isn't some sort of, like, Jehovah's Witness thing? Or
Oh, real quick, jumping back, I went ahead and Googled some of the recipes out of the Sopranos recipe or cookbook.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the recipes calls for half a cup of Pall Mall cigarette ash. What the hell is going on?
And keeping
here?
Your mouth shut.
Yeah. So don't tell nobody.
Why the hell would I make James Gandalf tortellini?
I thought it was nice. James Gandalf linguine.
No, it's in the drink section. It's a James Gandalf teeny.
Okay, crazy idea. What if we make a cookbook based around the name of James Gandolfini?
Apparently, it's one of the most versatile names out there.
James Gandalf Linguini. We can have a James Gandalf Teeny. Oh, that thing that
and
Andy
said. You
don't
said, drink it at all because you keep your trap shut.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you don't tell people shit about dick. Now let's get cooking.
I've got some more train stories.
Train?
Yeah,
I took a train out to Colorado.
You took a train?
Yeah, he said that like an hour ago.
Wait a minute. Adam, I don't know if you said this before, but I'm hearing things. There's a report coming in now that you took a train.
This just came across my desk.
Now, what's the validity of this claim? So wait. Now I'm insanely jealous. I'm sorry I didn't hear that before. Because there's no passenger trains in Arizona, and I want to ride a train somewhere so badly.
There's no Amtrak?
Adam makes it sound like such a treat.
Well, it has good and bad stuff.
Trains are cool.
I feel like it would be a treat because you get to travel over land, so you get to see the scenery, but you're not stuck behind the wheel.
Yeah, it's cool being able to see everything. And I mean, I've made that pretty much that same drive many times before, but it's nice being able to actually like sit and look at it.
Yeah, I mean, I took the train through Japan. I know what a train is like.
Well, I feel like, was it a bullet train?
It was. It was cool.
Oh well, mine wasn't. We don't have those.
No, I think I feel like
we might not even have the ones we have.
Maybe it's just like I just have this craving to ride a train. Maybe it's like an old westy, like looking out.
It's probably a big part of it.
But just like being conveyed somewhere, and someone else is totally responsible.
Well,
it's awesome.
It's like plane seating. Like it's still the narrow alley and people sitting next to each other, but you have a lot more space and the chairs like fully recline, which is nice. And you have outlets next to you so that you can...
That's what I'm saying, man.
I was on my computer a lot of the time.
Yeah, I would love to take a train ride. I didn't even care where. Like, I looked up train tickets in Arizona. They don't exist, and I didn't care where it would have gone. I would have gone the first place.
That's crazy, because we stopped all over the place between here and Denver.
Yeah, you went up to... My sister takes the train from Elko often because she's pregnant and she doesn't want to drive.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, one of the big problems of the train, though, is if you want to leave on such and such a day... You have to leave at this time. You have no options.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I used to take the train to college, and it sucked because it was, you know, like a metro train. It went to New York. Like, it sucked.
This sucks.
So to start Adam's journey, I have to drop him off, and we're like, oh, man, what's security like at the train? I'll get you there, like, an hour or two
early. Well, I think it recommended an hour early.
What?
On the website, and... Like, I was probably waiting. I was in the waiting area for the train probably before Andy even rounded the block.
Yeah.
And that's true, because Adam made me drive through fucking hell.
What?
It was the rodeo, and they shut down the main street in town.
This must be a big time of year for rodeos, because we've got like three or four around here.
Mm-hmm. But, like, I step in, and I need to get my ticket printed out at the front desk. And besides showing him my ID, his only question was, are you going east or west?
Are you going home or out to the wild, wild west?
But I'll tell you what, on the train ride back, I saw more nudity than I have in...
What?
Maybe a year.
Cause you
in
were
a whole year?
I don't, like... Well, because we were going by the Colorado River, and there's lots of people rafting. And apparently it's a big thing when the train goes by to moon the train.
No kidding.
Were you seeing boy butts or girl butts?
I think there's both. I heard a bit of both. I mean, just the scuttlebutt around the train. I heard we got flashed on the way to Denver, but I didn't see that one.
Because there's two things you can whip out in public, and it's either the downstairs or the upstairs. And I'll take the upstairs if
there's
just
plenty,
like...
plenty of downstairs. We passed by one camp. There was like, there's maybe 12 people at this camp, like on the side of the river, and almost all of them dropped their shorts.
So, when this story first started, I thought it was going to end with, because I was watching internet porn the whole way back.
Yeah.
Most nudity I've ever seen
on a
train.
Weird looks.
Yeah.
Here's the thing is we I ended up taking Adam there, and we got there at what, like 4? You said my train leaves at like 4:30, and I'm supposed to get there at 6, and I was like, wow, that's fucking good time for a train.
No.
Now Adam meant 6 the next day.
That's the problem, is the train is also much slower than the airplane.
Yeah. It's going like 75.
I was like, wow, that's a great train.
Yeah, it was a 24-hour train ride, not including the time zone change.
If I can cross most of Japan in 3 hours, and you can get to Denver in 3 hours.
Well, and then on the
Japan
way back...
Japan is a sliver!
Yeah. But on the way back from Denver, we were supposed to get here at 8 in the morning, but along that same stretch, along the Colorado River, there was some sort of problem I don't understand, where they had to slow way down, and somebody had to get out and manually operate a bunch of switches.
Oh, was there a couch on the tracks?
Maybe, I don't know.
I understand that's a big problem.
Oh, were they filming a remake of Fried Green Tomatoes, and every 5 minutes somebody was getting run over by a train?
Could be.
Every 5 minutes? I've never seen that movie, but that sounds like a lot.
There's like 3 or 4 people that die because they were on train
you
tracks.
Think at least the
movie.
Third person would be wary of trains.
Yeah, if we're doing it every 5 minutes at 90, that's 180 people that are losing their lives in this movie.
Oh my god, it's a massacre. I heard all about some lady's life story on the way back, how her boyfriend or husband tried to smother her with a pillow, so she threw him across the room and left, and then he tried to run her over with like a BMX bike or
what?
A motorcycle or something.
God, this is so weird, because I was just reminiscing yesterday about...
Trying to run over Krista.
Yeah, but running over Krista with a BMX bike.
Yep.
But enough about our courtship.
Yeah, that was our second date. But I was thinking, I don't know enough crazy people anymore. Like, when you work at a job where there's a lot of people... There's a good chance you'll find one crazy person that you sort of dig. And when my favorite one was the one I worked at the movie theater, and he was the projectionist for the IMAX. He was like specially certified by IMAX to handle their film and shit. And I did all like the low rent regular 35mm shit.
Did he look down on everyone else?
Yeah, he was like, oh, he wore a monocle and like this weird, like you could tell it was a Burger King crown, even though he made a few adjustments. But he was like crazy as a shithouse rat, because he told me that like we were like humans as a race were aliens, and we arrived here on a spaceship that we forgot where it landed.
Isn't that Scientology almost?
It's well, spoiler alert, it's Battlestar Galactica's plotline, because he was now, and I found this out later, huge Battlestar Galactica fan.
So he was just really into it then.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. But he was like, you know, all of our food is engineered. He's like, why do you think when you put something in your mouth, it, you know, you say, oh, this tastes good. It was engineered, man, by the aliens. And like, it, he was like the perfect sort of harmless crazy. And I really enjoyed every interaction we had because he had this girlfriend who lived in the Philippines, apparently, like a very exotic
meter.
Yeah, like it's kind of a very exotic version of like, oh, my girlfriend's in Canada. And he would talk to her about Battlestar Galactica and their weird interactions. And it was always a delight because he was the right type of crazy.
See, this
and that's hard
the,
to find.
Reminds me of the crazy person that used to hang up at that awful table my wife used to hang out at the college.
Uh-huh.
And his name was Tim. And Tim became like upset after I started dating Alex. And he took her aside one night and he's like, you don't... Okay, I'm going to tell you the full truth.
Okay, here goes.
I'm in the CIA.
I'm a psychic, and I've been recruited by angels to fight demons in my sleep, and you are my muse, and if I can't see you, then I can't fight the demons.
Whoa.
That seems like the dangerous type
yeah,
of crazy.
That's borderline dangerous.
And my wife told me that, and I was like, do not talk to him ever again.
Yeah, that's...
Wow. I think you've told me that before, but I've forgotten about that story.
Yeah, that vaguely rings a bell for me too, but it still hits me like a sledgehammer every time you say it.
It's like my mother and I are psychic, and we've been recruited by angels to fight demons.
Jesus Christ. That's like that one movie you showed me with the demon hunters.
Oh, Frailty?
Yeah. Have you ever thought about putting up surveillance around this place and make sure he's not like looking?
He doesn't know where we live.
Sure.
Pretty sure.
Adam's looking around out the window.
I'm not so sure.
My wife does continually lose locks of her hair.
Oh. Just wake up and half her head will be shaved.
just enough so they won't notice.
Yeah, see, that's the wrong kind of crazy. I like yeah. the... But you can get that on a train, though, because you can get someone's life story. And for whatever reason, people open up on like mass transit.
Mm-hmm.
Like people, I can't tell you how many times I've like whenever it's always when you're flying alone or driving or taking the train alone, because when I'm with friends, no one says anything. But if I fly somewhere alone, I sit next to someone who like really wants to give me their life story and is very interested in mine.
I talk to a number of people on my train rides.
Yeah. And that's maybe part of the reason I want to go is because I love hearing people's crazy stories.
They have a bunch of scenic ones in Arizona. Trains.
Take the scenic trains.
Yeah. Are you talking about the one at Goldfield that's actually just a
no,
diesel engine?
There's one that's like a four-hour one, and there's one up at the Grand Canyon.
The Grand Canyon one is not great.
Well, there's a four-hour scenic one that I looked up.
Well, it's probably the Grand Canyon one, because we took that as kids, and it is legitimately an old-timey train. You're sitting on a wooden bench for 4.5 hours.
Wow, that sounds bad.
Yeah. Like,
no, this is like a bullet train, it looks like.
I'm sure that when you could get across the country in days instead of months, they didn't mind their asses being smashed up against a wooden plank for that long.
I'm just glad I'm not on top of a horse or being shot at by engines.
Yeah, like you're lying on the top of a big bag of flour in one of those covered wagons as it's moving 2 miles an hour across the desert and you're worried you're going to get cholera. They were like, hey, great, a train. But, you know, in the modern age, it's like, this is a real slog.
So the first night, my first trip, and when it was come time for everybody to sleep, there's actually like a lights out on the train. Yeah. And they stop making announcements and they let everybody sleep. But, Some older gentleman moved from a different car to the car I was in to sleep, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I say I guess because he didn't seem too interested in sleeping. he kept getting phone calls, and I think they were from somebody in the other car that he left.
Harold, come back!
Well, because they kept saying stuff like, no, no, I came up here to sleep. And but
I'm sorry, I'll quit snoring, I promise. Just come back.
But I don't know if his volume was just up really loud, but they may have been on speakerphone. And everybody else is trying to sleep. I was still like doing stuff on my computer, but at one point I could hear the guy on the phone say, yeah, can anybody over there hear me? It's like, no, I don't think they can.
He's like, because I hear myself echoing back into the earpiece.
I can hear my voice coming from the other car.
Because when I was telling you about my ass problems, I heard giggling.
When at some point the conductor came by and said, hey, you got to do that in the other car.
Check this the fuck out, man. People are sleeping in here, jackass.
Check it, bro.
Hey, man, let's rap.
What a chill conductor.
But then he finally did go to sleep, and he was the worst snorer in the car.
As you do.
There was just no winning.
I would definitely bring headphones if I were going to do an overnight in a
I would bring better headphones next time.
See, and here's the thing, like as I, you know, gain these odd experiences in life, the bag I carry around has more and more weird shit in it. So now, since Trung's graduation, I have earplugs in there just in case I happen upon some motherfucker with a soccer horn in life.
They're an easy thing to carry around. You might as well be prepared.
Yeah, and like there are so many weird. Like, I've got a roll of Ace bandages in there that you know, for whatever reason or another. And like there are so many weird odds and ends that I'm like, you know what, I should carry in here. So if I ever am found dead, anyone looking in my bag could infer that I like am on a murderous rampage, or like I'm looking to get off the grid, or I'm extremely sensitive to sound, you know, like or like I'm a narcoleptic because I've got caffeine pills in there and stuff. Anyone can infer anything from your possessions on you, and I want you to know that, guys.
Well, let's see. I have every sort of writing utensil you could ever want. A locker lock, some aspirin, and floss.
You should put a sturdy men's gym sock in there. Because people will think you're going to put the lock in it, like you have to like defend yourself revolutionary.
Yeah, whip somebody with
like the road style.
My knife is in there.
Yeah, oh, I've got a knife, and I've got like a pocket flashlight and a tiny screwdriver. Like it's like a MacGyver bag.
I can't tell you how many times I've gone to go get on an airplane. I'm like, okay, I better check my bag one more time. Oh, there's a knife in there. Oh, there's another knife in there.
I didn't realize you were such a collector.
Well, it's just like pocket knives and shit, but if I try to get on a plane with it, they're going to be like, terrorist!
Look at that white guy. He's trying to take down our American way. Now, I guarantee they'd just be like, hey, can like throw it away. And you'd be like, okay.
And then
there.
Donald Trump showed up and he had a bigger knife than me. He's like, my knife is super bigly. And then he deported me. I have to go with Trung.
Unbelievable. You're going to Vietnam?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well,
I'm
going to
say, Gong Hai Fat Choi. I know that's Chinese. Shut up.
Imagine that's not going to get you far because they hate each other.
Just say pho.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Just
pho.
When in doubt, just say pho. They'll lead you to a hot bowl of broth.
Mm-hmm. Annyeong.
Annyeong.
I think I got one more story.
Oh, okay.
Yay.
It was still the first train ride, and I had dinner the night before and found out that the diner car food is way too expensive for not as good food.
Oh yeah.
So the next day I was sort of holding off, and then I couldn't wait any longer, and I went to the cafe, quote unquote, which was it's just a snack bar where you can buy sodas and microwave food.
Right.
And I bought a microwave train hot dog.
Oh, God.
I mean, it wasn't as bad as you think, but then I had to go up to the lounge area to eat it, and it was mostly full, so I ended up sitting. I asked this guy if I could sit at this table with him, and it was this, I think it was an Asian tourist, and he was on his laptop, so I was just the sloppy American eating a hot dog across the table from
him. Like his half of the table, everything's like squared away and like very like surgical looking, and you're over here like mustard all over your face.
But when I was up in the lounge car eating that, we had these two people on board that were part of this program called Trails on Rails. I think they're with the Park Service.
Trails.
And they go on, they ride the trains for a little while, and they tell you facts about the stuff that you're passing.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing I heard when I was up there eating my hot dog, like, I passed through, I sat down, there was nobody was saying anything, and then as I was eating my hot dog, he shared a little story with us. And, like, it was basically just this old man on his microphone talking about, well, along this stretch of river, a young boy's life was changed forever when he was fishing, and the Secret Service, they came and stopped and told they couldn't fish here anymore. And that's when President Eisenhower came and said it was all right and fished with the boy for the rest of the afternoon. That boy is now 60, and he remembers this moment for the rest of his life.
That boy is me.
I don't know if it was him or not.
My life was saying I became a park ranger on the spot.
But it was just an old man sharing anecdotes about the river.
That is definitely 100% his experience.
Did he look 60?
Almost has to be. He looked older than that.
A boy's life was changed forever when he shared his first homosexual kiss. <with a fish. laughs>
When his uncle emerged from the reeds and touched his butthole. No, but that was definitely his story. Like, he wrote it probably 10 years ago. Now he's just been telling it over and over.
He's just up there with his memoirs?
No, that's just his Eisenhower fan fiction.
He just never updated the story. He's like, he never was like 61, 62, okay. That 63-year-old man. Now he's like, oh, that 72-year-old man. It's me! And he's
did Paul Harvey fake his own death and start writing the rails?
He's a king of the rails now.
He pulled like a Paul McCartney and had someone installed that looked a lot like him. Now he just rides the rails and tells stories about how he met various presidents in different streams, bodies of water.
It's mostly just presidents and water. That's the main theme here.
Oh, that's Hatch's Pond. Back in 1952, a young boy and 7 years old was out catching tadpoles when some CIA agents pulled him over and he said, hey, the president wants to catch pollywogs with you.
Here I was minding my own business when, wouldn't you know it, Bill Clinton snuck up on me with a Super Soaker 500 and soaked the bejesus out of me.
Now, here, as we pass along the beach, a young boy's life was changed forever when the FBI approached him as he was going out surfing, and they said, you can't ride these bitchin' waves. And then JFK came up, and he looked so handsome in his shorts, and he said, no, we'll ride tandem.
I had my shoes off, and I was kicking around in the creek over yonder, and some men in suits told me I couldn't go kicking around in the creek, but then Jimmy Carter showed up with a bag of peanuts, and we sat there eating peanuts and telling quaint country stories all afternoon.
Oh, my God. I love this.
He grew up to be a 60-year-old man who is me.
I had just spilled a cup of water in my lap at McDonald's when I heard a man say, well, you'll have to get out of here because this McDonald's belongs to Ronald Reagan. And lo and behold, when I looked behind the counter, Ronald Reagan had a fresh cheeseburger for me.
I was in Dealey Plaza with a Kool-Aid stand, 1964, when I was covered in the president's brain as he was horribly gunned down by Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh, getting dark.
Well, that took a turn.
He was there for a lot of important events. He's like the Forrest Gump of reality.
There I was, standing in line for the water slide, and wouldn't you know it, Teddy Roosevelt cut in front of me.
And when you look inside the photos of the capsule, as Richard Nixon is talking to the astronauts, you can see me drinking my Tang in the background.
Nice cool glass of Tang.
Oh, old president man.
It's one of my new favorite characters.
He needs a better name.
We'll workshop it.
Yeah, okay. All right, so Andy, let's keep moving right along.
Play that thing so I can go check my brisket.
Play that funky music.
Why don't you dazzle us as you know you often do with this week's edition of Creeping on Craigslist while you go check on your brisket.
I looked upon the dark corners of the internet. I have seen satanic rituals, bees in jars, and adult infants. I pushed through this jungle and beheld bathtubs of noodles and desecrated train tracks. Still, I moved on, not knowing what horrors I would uncover. The darkest heart of the Congo and the Amazon were paradise compared to this. I'm still here. It won't let me leave. But perhaps the tales I uncover will keep you from making the same mistake. This is Creeping on Craigslist.
Boom. Andy, let me ask you a question here. For a brisket, what time and what temperature are you putting it in? Like, is there a time per pound?
It is per pound. Right now I'm figuring that it's going to be 4 hours in the smoker, and then I turn the heat up a little bit, and I go maybe another 4 hours.
Another 4 hours.
So then for a 10-pound brisket, it'd be about 16 hours?
8 hours.
Something like that.
Oh, 8 hours of time. Mm. Ugh. So what are you keeping the temperature at?
Right now, it's at a nice 220, but I'm going to turn it up to 250 in about an hour.
220? I'll be damned. Something must be wrong with my goddamn smoker, because I'll put something in there, and the thermometer will tell me it's about 175 to 200. And, you know, the next thing I know, things cooked to shit. It may have been the nap I took while it was happening.
It may have been the entire 8 hours I slept overnight while the brisket was in there.
Yeah, I mean, I put it in at 8 in the morning, and then the next day at 9, I pulled it out. Is that a problem?
And it shrunk down to...
Yeah, and tiny. I put it in there at 10 pounds, and it came out at 2. Hmm. Is that typical? Most of us are usually pretty typical.
I've never done brisket before because, you know, you can only get 10-pound brisket, and I just didn't want to do that.
Cows are big.
Cows are so big, Andy.
Fuck! Anyway,
what do you got for us?
Show these turkey necks right up your ass.
In one-inch pieces.
One-inch slices.
You helped clear my digestive tract of toxic sludge, M for W, Vitamin Shop.
Oh, not Shop-a-Pee?
This is obviously a knockoff Vitamin Shop, because otherwise you go to Pop-a-Pee. To the blonde woman working in the vitamin shop when I came in looking for a colon cleanser to help take some of the pressure off my enlarged, robust prostate.
To you, the American factory worker.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking. This is starting out on the right foot.
Hi, ma'am. I have an enlarged and robust prostate.
Remember, you can see it through my jeans.
Oh, God. You explained to me your father, Clarence.
Clarence Thomas?
Has an enlarged prostate also, and he took a holistic approach of focusing entirely on his digestive tract rather than just his colon. Anytime you see holistic, that's another way of saying, I would like to die.
I want to waste some time before I go see an actual doctor.
Does your doctor have a white guy dreadlocks? Thank you. I'll be going to see my holistic healer.
This guy has said the word herbs at least 3 times, and the doctor used a bunch of words I didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, why would the word with so many syllables be beneficial?
So I took your recommendation and purchased a product you're recommended.
Whoops.
And I just wanted to thank you.
So thank you.
I probably could have come in and been like, hey man, thanks, but I'd rather, Craigslist is my domain.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, my prostate wanted to come in personally and thank you.
Could you reach in there and shake its hand?
He looks like what's the guy from Quato?
Quato?
From Total Recall.
Oh, I thought you said Watto. Hey, you're taking these pills, you should paradise.
It's a deep cut.
Upon returning home, I took the first set of 3 pills, and within the first half hour I purged multiple pounds of toxic sludge into the old slop bucket.
In retrospect, I probably shouldn't have been eating toxic sludge.
Right.
Also, I shouldn't have shit in the pig slop bucket.
Because they ate it, and now I'm sending those pigs off to pasture.
Ye old slop bucket.
They got real sick.
I lost 9 pounds on the first day.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God,
and now,
after
a week of usage, I am down 25 pounds.
Was he literally full of shit?
That's like John Wayne. When he died, they pulled a lot of shit out of him.
I thought you meant John Wayne is only 25 pounds.
No.
John Wayne was a midget. They just filmed him to make him look bigger.
Yeah, they just filmed him from very low angles.
And they slowed down the film. That's why it looked like he was always walking slow. But if they played it like normal speed, we'd be like, fill your hands, you sons of bitches. The swelling on my prostate has gone down. I regained the hop in my step and feel far better.
He's hopping as he's stepping? That's skipping.
It's because he's so much lighter. Like, it feels like gravity has lessened.
Mm-hmm. Well, I imagine if you drop fucking 25 pounds out of your ass. That's
it's like he's walking
at.
On the moon.
Speaking of dropping weight, I went to the gym yesterday, and they have one of those big stair machines that, like, simulates walking upstairs.
Oh, I thought it was just, like, abnormally big stairs.
Well, there was a guy that was doing it, like, really intense, and he'd, like, keep on switching positions. He's, like, walk backwards up the stairs, like,
I love fucking Stairmaster people. Like, it's a very specific subset at the gym, because you'll see, like, the runners and the ellipticals will still sort of attract the same type of, like, casual person. The stairs is where people go in
extreme.
Whole hog.
Yeah. They're extreme.
Yeah. That guy, like, and he was pouring buckets of sweat, just like,
on himself.
Yeah.
You see him, like, doing, like, a square dancing promenade type step up the thing, and, like, he's doing the
sidestep, giving you a fierce gaze.
Yeah, he was sidestepping and, like, staring at the television. It's like,
After a while up there, I imagine I might be making those kind of noises, too.
Yeah. That's the thing I'll give him, though, is, like, stairwork. Workout's fucking hard.
Yeah, no kidding. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done a spin class?
No, but I want to.
I did that once. Like, they got, like, because they did, like, morning PT on for the ship every once in a while, and we did the spin class randomly once, and it was miserable.
Like, what do you do?
It's like a bike that has zero resistance.
Oh. Yeah, and you're like, that you have to go super fast, then you like stand and you do it, and you sit down again.
It's like, it has such little resistance, it's like the pedals are constantly slipping out from under you.
Yeah, here's the thing, I'm so stupid. I've heard the term spin class so many times, and I always think of people in like leotards spinning in like circles.
That's
and like
exactly
making,
what I was thinking.
And doing like kicks and stuff.
At the beginning... Like, the whole room is, like, besides where we walked in, it's, like, lined with mirrors. Because, you know, most gyms have mirrors all over the place anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But she, like, he or she, I don't remember. But they, like, ran their finger over the glass that was going to be behind her that everybody was looking at. And it's, like, she said something like, "We're not stopping till you can read what I just wrote on the glass."
What?
God.
Yeah. It was miserable.
No.
Oh, man.
Nope.
Let's see. Anyways, I would like to connect with you. You are about 120 pounds, 5'6", blonde hair, porn star style, porn star type horse teeth?
What?
Well, yeah, after the
That's
stunning
flattering.
Description like that, he's going to be like, "Hey, yeah, remember, you weighed about one-fifth of what shot out of my ass."
And that's the whole ad, I mean.
What porn the hell
is
porn star type horse teeth?
Porn star type horse teeth.
It has a question mark. He doesn't even know.
I've not seen a lot of porn stars with horse mouths.
I mean, that sounds like a different subsect of porn.
Yeah, you've been watching that, Sarah. That's like a Parker porn.
Andy, I know how much you love to use Siri. Can you run a search for porn style horse teeth?
Yeah, get our best robot lady on this.
Hey, Siri.
Yes,
she's
Andy.
On her break.
What are porn star type horse teeth?
Or alternate porn star style horse teeth?
She says she does not know how to respond to that.
Damn it.
We don't either.
Siri? Hey Siri! You bitch!
Gangbusters! Technology
is
really
where's your precious technology now?
Yeah, it turns out this whole time it was actually longer and more obnoxious to use.
No, Siri blocked him because he put horse with porn, and then it just.
It's like I'm alerting the NSA, Andy.
Yeah.
Oh God!
No, she's shut down for an hour, and then you can use her.
My
again.
Other searches. Porn.
I just searched it. My first result is horse teeth porn videos on Pornhub.
So is it a woman with horse teeth?
I mean, I don't know without clicking the link.
Oh, the very first one I got was a link to this Craigslist ad.
What? No way.
Yep.
Anyway, guys, now that the Craigslist is out of the way, Krista wanted to do an expose.
Not really. It's just an article that I found.
Still, like let's say we're an extra television, it would be like an expose. I think
2020,
just doing some undercover journalism.
Yeah, think of this as 2020 or 60 Minutes, and Krista did some research, so she's got a special report that she prepared for us. So Krista,
FFOP special report.
You guys know what the Mandela effect is, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Refresh me.
So I found an article of 20 examples of the Mandela effect that'll make you believe you're in a parallel universe.
Yeah, no. So the Mandela effect is like, do you remember something differently from the past that signifies that you are from an alternate dimension that somehow slipped into this one?
It's like how some people believe that Sinbad starred in a movie where he was a genie, even though that's never happened.
That's one of the...
Yeah, so Chris has got a list of...
Is that a thing?
Yeah. So that one's a little down a ways, but so the first one I didn't really think was a thing. How do you guys spell Oscar Mayer?
Oscar.
My baloney has a first name, it's Oscar. My baloney has a second name, it's Mayer.
Mayer.
Yeah. So a lot of people apparently spell it Meyer.
Because it's pronounced Meyer instead of Mayer.
Yeah. So it is Mayer, but that's a whole thing. I don't really get why.
But there can't be anyone out there who believes otherwise, because the fucking song, everybody fucking knows the goddamn Oscar Mayer Wiener song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And no one was like, excuse me, that spells Mayer back when they wrote it. So shut the fuck up. That's not even a real thing. Give me a break.
Yeah, shut up, Krista.
So what do you got for number two?
Number two is the show isn't called Sex in the City.
It's Sex and the City.
It is. But a lot of people insist that they remember it being in the city at some point.
I could have sworn it was Sex in the City, but like I don't hear this and I'm like, oh my God, I'm from another dimension. I just assume I remembered incorrectly.
This is just people outside of a pop culture bubble. Like if you look at something, like people call Naruto Narardo.
I love Naruto.
That's just, that's like a foreign language thing, though.
Are they from another dimension?
Might as well be.
It's like how our entire group of friends thought the Family Guy songs, instead of saying laugh and cry, they thought he said F and cry.
What?
No, come on. This is just people mishearing things.
Seriously.
Well, this one I thought was kind of interesting because I was duped by it, but the We Are the Champions song by Queen does not end in of the world. You know how they sing like no time for losers because we are the champions?
Yeah.
Of the world? That of the world doesn't happen.
What?
Yeah, there's no of the world. The song just ends.
Oh, but they do say it in the song somewhere, right?
I feel like I've
definitely heard them saying that, just not at the end.
But the final lyric...
I'm positive they say it at some point.
The final lyric does not end in of the world, and like everybody's like, no, it totally does, but then you listen to it, and it actually doesn't at
God,
all.
I wish Siri hadn't died. She'd be able to tell us if of the world was
in
there.
I wish Andy hadn't gotten blocked from Siri.
At all, yeah. I wish the NSA were currently investigating Andy.
I'm pretty sure it does is in the song. It's not at the end.
I mean, we could ask the other robot to play it for us.
Then we get the strikes on our YouTube Twitch.
Yeah, let's take a 7-minute break to hear. We are the champions.
The next one is people think that the Monopoly Man, Rich Uncle Pennybags, has a monocle, but he doesn't.
No, Mr. Peanut has the monocle.
Correct. A lot of people come.
Scrooge McDuck has a monocle.
Confuse the Flanders Peanut.
Spectacles. I don't remember.
Yeah, he does have spectacles.
Damn it. He has two monocles that are hooked together.
Yeah, he's got
double
these
monocle.
Weird double monocles.
Oh, he's got bionicles.
He borrowed them from Gizmo Duck.
And this is a weird one. The tip of Pikachu's tail isn't black.
It's brown.
It's just yellow.
I thought it was brown.
But he's a special Pikachu.
Or is it brown at the bottom?
It's brown at the bottom.
Brown at the bottom, right.
Yeah, but a lot of people think that there's black on the...
Wait a minute, am I from a different universe?
Oh, whoa! No!
Imposter!
I'm not from the yellow or the black, I'm from the brown universe.
Whoa.
No wonder I'm so racially tolerant.
And this is...
No wonder I'm so even-headed. All my opinions make sense all of the time.
The reason I actually looked up the article is because we were listening to a podcast and they were talking about the Berenstain Bears are actually the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah.
And you know, growing up, I always thought it was the Berenstain Bears. I feel like that's how people always used to say
it. Yeah, it's just a matter of how people said it versus how it was actually spelled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think in New York they called them the Berenstain Bears?
Maybe.
Or they call them the Berenstain Bears.
Because there's more Jews in the
Well, it seems like most of these are audible as opposed to like visual, because you're not seeing something that wasn't there. Like, you're not remembering.
Like, well, that would be a bigger deal, I think.
Yeah.
And it's not like once you get in the book, it's like Papa Berenstain Bear.
Well, and the thing is, I think it's easier to mishear something than it is to missee it.
Yeah. And another one is Curious George never had a tail.
Uh-huh.
Everyone thinks he has a tail.
He's
so
a fucking chimp, you idiots. He's not a fucking monkey.
Read a book, goddammit.
Fucking assholes. Oh, the man in the yellow hat had a pink hat. Oh,
oh no, his hat was pink all along.
How do you spell Chick-fil-A?
C-H-I-C-A, or no, dash F-I-L-A.
Anybody else have a different answer?
Well, I don't.
I think he's right.
Here, I'll give Andy's answer. C-H-I-C-K-E-N-F-U-C-K-E-R.
Yeah.
No. So it's actually spelled chick, like a chick, like a girl. C-H-I-C-K-F-I-L-A. Okay.
Yeah, so I just missed the K.
Yeah, which is what everybody does, I guess.
We have a reason that we wouldn't know that in town. We just barely got one.
Yeah, they've only had one for 2 months.
Darth Vader doesn't say, Luke, I am your father. He says, no, I am your father.
Yeah, he doesn't say Luke.
C-3PO isn't all gold.
Yeah, duh.
He has a silver leg.
These are all stupid.
Mr. Rogers' theme song.
Doesn't have the F word in it 8 times.
He doesn't say it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. He says it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
Yeah. I just watched like 80,000 episodes of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Andy,
I know.
Andy's well aware.
He's our local expert at the moment.
Resident Fred Rogers expert Andy Bergevin.
Frederick Rogers.
I'm the docent at the Frederick Rogers Museum.
It's a beautiful day in the museum.
Welcome.
Then there's that Sinbad one that Andy said that Everybody remembers it, but it's really just Shaq as Kazam.
Yeah, Kazam. What's his name? Sinbad was in a lot of kids' movies. He was in Jingle All the Way.
He was in First Kid.
First Kid, I was about to say.
Jingle All the Way is a good movie, though.
because of Schwarzenegger. Let's be real.
Sinbad's pretty funny in that.
He comes off as more creepy to me.
Nobody wants Booster.
You never see his kid, and like he says he has sickle cell at one point.
Yeah. He's like, a lonely, desperate man.
That's why
with
I don't
a bomb.
Like him. With a bomb.
You know that famous line in Hannibal Lecter that says, "Hello, Clarice"? Didn't happen.
He just says...
He just says, "Good morning.
Fava beans."
Yeah.
So that was never a thing, but got made a thing.
Well, yeah, people will remember it wrong, and they don't want to get maybe sued for copyright infringement.
The Queen in Snow White never said "mirror, mirror on the wall."
It's like when what about when the Baja Men wrote that song? Why are these dogs over here?
I remember that one.
Why are these dogs over here? Why?
They wrote that song, "What's Up with All These Loose Dogs?"
Yeah, that was their unsuccessful follow-up.
What's up with all this unresponsible pet ownership?
And what about, you know, that song that brought Cher back? It was, "Can You Believe There's Love Out There?"
Are you digging all this love everywhere?
Can you believe there's life after Sonny Bono runs into a tree?
I don't like to tip that hand, but I love that song.
Who doesn't love that song? You really feel like an empowered woman.
Yeah, I mean, it was the first real heavily auto-tuned track. She was like, "Can you believe there's love out there?" That's a little weird, but it was pioneer, you know?
Yeah.
What else, Krista?
The Queen doesn't say "mirror, mirror on the wall." She says "magic mirror on the wall." And then she doesn't say "who is the fairest one," or "who is the fairest of them all." She says "who is the fairest one of all."
These are stupid. Who cares? Next.
Jiffy peanut butter doesn't exist.
Duh. I've been telling these two assholes that for years. Everybody says Jiffy. It's either Jiff and Skippy.
Oh,
and
sorry. She meant Giffy.
Giffy, yes.
Giffy.
Mom's like, "You choose Gimp."
I got this Gimp peanut butter.
It's so chunky.
And fruit. The last one is about Fruit Loops and how it's spelled.
Isn't it Froot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everybody thinks it's fruit, like the correct spelling.
Following a nose.
Yeah, because if they didn't put all those O's in there, they wouldn't be able to do that fancy wordplay stuff.
Yeah, and if they put the actual word fruit on there, they might get sued by the fruit council.
They'd have to put it in quotes. It'd have to be like, fruit.
Yeah, big fruit would come after him hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big fruit. Grapes would break his knees.
So that's pretty much all the ones on that article that I found.
I appreciate you coming to us with this, Krista, but I wasn't impressed with a lot of those.
Yeah, that's not really a great reason to think that we're part from a different alternate universe.
People are actually really buying into this because of those reasons, though. Can you imagine being so dumb?
Because the point of the thing was that Mandela, people think there's a certain subset of the population out there that think that Nelson Mandela died in the 80s. And people, for whatever reason, like, that became the thing. And now for just misremembered shit, you're like, oh, different universe.
Not, I was a dumbass and remembered something wrong.
Yeah, the first thing I thought of was, did this happen like at the turn of the century? Were there people like listening to jingles like on the scratchy radio? And they're like, wait a minute, I remember it as like Colgate dental cream instead of Colgate dental creme. And they're like, whoa. Am I from a different, like, there's no way. No one was pontificating about if they were from a different universe.
Yeah, it's a guy in 1920. What the fuck is creme de menthe?
It's just it's a sign of society having way too much time on their hands.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it started in 2013 when he actually died.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Everyone was like, wait a minute, he wasn't already dead?
I wish Trent were here because we could ask him why physics has wrought so much evil upon the world.
Quantum entanglement.
Oh,
I had a quantum entanglement once.
Tell us more.
Do go on.
I fucked Stephen Hawking.
in a gimp suit?
Yeah.
You tied him to the bed?
He ordered some gimp peanut butter. And <that's my laughs>
Moms like him choose gimp. Or moms like his choose gimp, I imagine. Yeah. Anyway, guys, let's start wrapping it up. Oh, but I really want to talk about Captain Crunch and the Soggies, but we'll get to that next time.
Okay. Put a pin in that one.
Soggies. Remember how Captain Crunch was so soft-spoken? He's like, "Hey, those Soggies." he sounded like a less committed, like, was it Bob? Okay, no, the one who beat his... The one who beat his kids with the oranges in the sack.
Oh,
Bing Crosby.
Bob Dylan.
Bing Crosby.
There you go.
He sounds like a relaxed Bing Crosby. Bill Crosby.
Bill Crosby.
I will sing to you. Bill Crosby.
Is the cereal getting soggy?
Like, my favorite thing about David's Bill Cosby impression is his head movement when he does.
I've got to get on set with Bob Crosby for the road to Jell-O pudding.
I'm hanging out with Frank Sinatra.
Dorothy L'Amour. Here, have a drink of this.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
So I got up on a technicality. Does anybody want to go out for cocktails?
Hey, I'm never going to jail for all those rapes. It's time to do a tour. Did you see that? He's doing a comedy tour about how to not be, like, or maybe not.
That he got off.
Yeah, it was a mistrial.
Oh.
Yeah.
I heard that they were having issues, but.
Yeah, so now he's going on a tour, essentially informing people how to not get caught up in sticky situations like this.
Don't be caught in a room alone with me. Oops, here you are.
He has aged very poorly.
The whole crowd is in a room alone with him?
Yeah, the whole crowd is in a room alone.
You're all at risk.
I saw him live, and he was pretty funny, and then he came out that he was a bad man.
Bad man.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, like, that's the thing that happens as comedians age, I think. Because have you seen the new Dave Chappelle thing on Netflix?
A little bit of it, but I wasn't impressed, so I turned it off.
Yeah, horrendously unfunny. It starts out and kind of hooks you with a couple of, like, throwbacks, and then it's just, like, awful, awful political rants.
It was the same thing with, the guy from Bob and David. David.
Oh, David Cross's
comedy special on there. I was like, eh.
He's always been kind of a bummer, so I didn't mind that. Yes, he didn't stray far from his original brand, so I was okay with that. Anyway, guys, start wrapping up the show. You know how we like to do it, with a round of staff recommendations.
Nerd.
I guess if I can get this out soon enough, the summer sale, I just picked up Enter the Gungeon instead of sponging off of Andy's copy.
It's so good.
Yeah, I'm super addicted to it. So if you haven't gotten it yet, it is hard. It's hard as shit. But if you haven't gotten it yet, like, run out, get it. Even if it's full price, it's still worth it. Like, it's all the fun of the roguelike Binding of Isaac with, like, some kick-ass weapons and some great bosses.
Yeah.
Andy, what do you got for us?
Steam Summer Sale. I bought Hollow Knight, which is kind of like a Castlevania Metroid-style thing.
Yeah, I looked at that, and I felt like I had seen it a million times before.
It's a shit ton of fun, and it's very, very pretty.
It's also pretty difficult.
The art does look good. It kind of reminded me of, like, a spooky Meat Boy.
Yeah, kind of.
All right, so Hollow Knight. Adam, what do you got for us?
I just bought something on the Steam Summer Sale.
Oh. Wait, what? No one brought that up yet.
I just bought Lobotomy Corporation.
What?
Which I haven't played a management game like this before, but I was having some fun with it yesterday. I've only played it the one time so far, but you have to hire employees to manage this facility that you have where you maintain creatures and monsters.
Okay.
And they, like, generate power, and you have to get through each day by generating enough power, but each day you randomly get a new monster. Like, as you progress through the game, like, your facility expands and you get a new monster, and you have to take care of all the old ones as well. But you don't know anything about the monsters, and they all have very particular things about them.
Yeah.
So, like, I got lucky, and I got... The first one I got was very mellow. Like, it was a skull with, like, a cross barbed wired to it, but it apparently is very easy to take care of. But I got one yesterday when I was playing that was called the Bloodbath.
Yeah.
It's basically a bath with, like, jagged edges, and there's, like, a hand floating in the blood that's in it. But if you send an employee in that has the wrong, like, demeanor, it instantly devours them.
Oh, what? God.
That's awesome.
That sounds kind of cool, though.
It sounds to me like a mashup of, like, a prison sim and, like,
Monster
Rancher.
That's what I said. It's like a management-type game.
Yeah.
What's it called? Lobotomy what?
Lobotomy Corporation. The one issue I've... A couple issues that I've had with it. It is an early access game, which, has its own drawbacks. Right. But I think it's Korean originally, and the translations aren't super great sometimes.
Okay.
But, it also doesn't explain things super great either.
What's the art style like? Is it like full 3D rendering?
It's not full 3D, it's like a 2D cartoony.
Okay.
But I've barely scratched the surface. There's apparently like 60 plus monsters in it, and I've got like 4.
Interesting.
I also have a peripheral recommendation. If you have a whole bunch of Steam trading cards and you don't give a shit about them, you can sell those, and you only get like 6 cents every time you sell one. But I also had an item from Team Fortress 2 that I was like, oh, look, that's worth $20. Sold that and bought three games on the...
What? Ooh. I have a whole ton of them. I don't know what to do with what they do. Nothing.
You can craft badges. It's like a little mini game you can do, and it's basically for you to spend money, more money on there. But if you can sell them on the marketplace, and like I said, usually you'll only get like maybe 4 cents back, but that's 4 cents off for free.
Yeah. It's like the Wish model. They're giving you these tiny discounts that can add up into huge, huge bonuses later. Mm-hmm. All right, Krista, what do you got?
I also bought a game off of the Steam sale.
What? Get the fuck out of here!
I bought Plague Inc.
I saw you playing that. I have that one.
Yeah, David used to play it on his phone, and Trung, I think, has played something like it. But
yeah,
it's
the free version was fun, but runs out of options quickly.
Like, I unlocked some things. I played the first, like, actual mission or whatever myself, and my disease was called Butt Chuggington's.
I got the butt chugging.
Butt chugging is running through the nation.
I killed everybody, and except for three people after they got the cure.
Three people survived?
I feel like that should
three
still
people
be a
survived.
Win.
Yeah, humanity will not recover from that.
Yeah, no.
No, it was like your butt chuggington's disease has been eradicated. The survivors are like grateful that they found the cure. I'm like, there's three of them.
Yeah,
what are they gonna do?
They die. Like, they're either going to unleash a plague of like these horrible inbred flipper babies, like, and start a new dark age.
16 people to not have horrible genetic anomalies.
Is it that? I thought it was like 32 or
higher.
Yeah,
I was gonna say 16 seems low, but I don't know offhand.
And plus, you'd have to fuck literally everybody you know.
Yeah,
sounds like a terrible time. Anyway, guys, if you want to get in contact with us and tell us all the people that you know you wouldn't fuck, send us an email at fistfulpodcast@gmail.com or dave@fistfulpodcast.com. We got Andy over there. He's got his email, andy@fistfulpodcast.com. Twitter, if you want to follow, I just posted, as of this recording, I just posted a paper that was that mentioned the paleontologist that I'm still hopefully have released by the time you're hearing this. You know, Instagram, I'm trying to find different things to put there. You know, the books. You can always buy the books. You can come by my Wattpad page and read all the RJ stories for free, and I'm updating stuff there. This is all the boring stuff that people are skipping past. So, without further ado.
Oh, see, I wasn't too... I forgot a zero. It's 160, not 16.
Okay, I thought it was a little low. So, until next week, guys, I am... Chunkle Chester.
Ugh, I'm Krista.
I'm Andy.
And I'm Adam.
Saying, remember, kids, #vegetarible. See you next week.
Song suckers!
Or they try to... Podcasts Radio.